Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Skarrat. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pat Creedon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Firpo Marbury. And now, play ball. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Berry and he is out, Creedon applying the tag. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Rice steals second. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Creedon catches it and throws to first to double up Maines. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pickering for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge scores. Rice moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rice moves to third. Bluge moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Bluge scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 4-0, Senators. Jim Brillhart now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brillhart fields it and throws to third for the out. Marbury moves to second. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marbury moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marbury scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Creedon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creedon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Brillhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brillhart strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock fields the ball and throws to Brillhart covering. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Creedon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Oliver is chasing the ball. Bluge rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Marbury hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Oliver is chasing the ball. Meyer rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Senators. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0-for-1 in the game. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to third for the out. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. Pickering goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Senators. Pat Creedon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creedon is 0-for-1 in the game. Creedon hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to third. Judge moves to second. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. Cronin scores. Judge moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-2, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Al Van Camp pinch hits for Jim Brilhart. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Johnny Lucas pinch runs for Al Van Camp. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 2 in the game. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Morris now pitching. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Marbury hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Creedon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creedon is 0 for 2 in the game. Creedon takes first base on ball 4. Pickering moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Maynish hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Rein reaches second base with a double. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 3 in the game. Skarrat takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Rein moves to third. Skarrat moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ryan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-3, Senators. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler now playing shortstop. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bludge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Creighton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creighton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Creighton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Ed Morris. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Walter Murphy now pitching. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Marbury hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. It's 12-3, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 4 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.